Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the second episode of our Learning by Ear series, Everyone's Different, Respect for Minorities. In this series, we get to know people who, for a number of different reasons, are discriminated against. For example, because they have physical disabilities. Today, we are in Nigeria visiting Lois Auta. The 31-year-old woman lives in a tiny apartment in the capital, Abuja, and every day someone has to come and help her because Lois has been confined to a wheelchair since she was just 2. Nevertheless, she's in control of her life and she really wants to encourage other people with disabilities.
This one is this way. You know how to do it better.
The driver, Isaac, lifts the wheelchair out of the boot of his silver grey car in a practiced manner. It only takes him a few minutes to reassemble the chair so that Lois Auta can collapse into it. Lois is grateful for the support of her patient driver. If it was not for him, the 31-year-old couldn't get to work. But even though she's managed the most difficult bit, it still takes her another 20 minutes to finally get to the massive office complex of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation.
Thank you.
Lois struggles up a seemingly endless ramp in her rattling wheelchair. It is hot in the sun, and the young woman has to keep stopping to take a break. She carefully applies the brakes and wipes the sweat from her brow. But then eventually she's made it and has reached the door to her small office. In spite of the exertion, Lois is all smiles.
I move around without asking for a help from anyone because ramp is built everywhere. There is a ramp for a disabled person to follow. So my office is very, very good with persons with disabilities. They have us in mind and they are really taking care of us.
This occurs very rarely in Nigeria. Of the more than 150 million people who live in this huge country, an estimated 20 to 22 million people have disabilities. In spite of this, they are as good as excluded from normal social life. Jamila Hamza also knows how difficult everyday life is for them. She works for the National Commission for Human Rights with responsibility for the interests of people with disabilities.
Most of our buildings, our public buildings, are not accessible. They don't have ramps, they don't have elevators. So somebody with a physical disability on a wheelchair, on a crutches, if he had to get to somewhere, probably on the 5th floor, and there is no ramp and there is no elevator, he can't get there. So whatever services that he ought to get from there, he is now cut away from such services because he cannot get to that floor.
Lois sits at her desk and types a letter. Her job is to do secretarial work for the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation and to take care of the company's fleet. For example, she makes sure the cars are maintained regularly. She usually shares this work with 4 colleagues, but today she is on her own. As she completes the letter, Lois recalls how her illness began.
After my 2 years birthday, I had a fever and my mom rushed me to the hospital. On reaching there, I was injected. After the injection, I slept off. When I woke up, my mom called me to come and take my drugs, and I couldn't stand up again. And that was the beginning of my disability.
The disastrous diagnosis was polio, an infectious disease that can cause extensive paralysis. Since then, Lois can't walk. Her mother cried her eyes out. Her father got angry with the doctors and raged and cussed. In his opinion, it is their fault that Lois can't walk. Nevertheless, he sent Lois to school. After finishing school and working as an intern, she was given her present job. And now, the woman with the big smile has a new goal. This year, Lois wants to begin studying public administration. One thing is clear to her. She would never have got where she is today without the support of her family. Her parents, brothers, and small sister not only encouraged her, but also protected her from discrimination. Lois cannot forget one incident.
I can remember a good day when we were coming back from school, I and my younger brother. Then one boy called me Gurgwa, and Gurgwa in Hausa language means disabled girl. So when my brother heard it, he became annoyed Then he went after that guy and he gave him a serious warning. This should be the first and the last time he'll call me with that name.
Lois beams when she thinks back on her younger brother who defended her. Because such dedication does not happen very often. In Nigeria, as well as in other countries, a disabled child is a big disgrace. Jamila Hamza of the Human Rights Commission hears of many cases of prejudice in her daily work.
There are families that believe that it's a bad omen. Some even try to kill them. Some, if they don't kill them, they lock them up in the house. They feel, oh, this is an embarrassment, or this is a curse. You understand? They don't want to be associated with them. And then coming out of the society, you understand, they've been looked upon, oh, okay, these are lowest of the low.
The consequences are devastating. People with disabilities have no lobby and nobody worries about improving their quality of life unless a family supports them, as in Lois' case. She wants to knock off work early today and gets taken back to her small apartment. This is in a barracks on the outskirts of Abuja. Lois' uncle used to be stationed here, and although he has been deployed somewhere else, Lois is allowed to keep living here for free. This is very lucky in Abuja, because the competition for apartments is very tight. Nevertheless, her life is quite difficult at the barracks. Life there cannot be described as disabled people friendly on account of the many steps and uneven surfaces. Lois comes to a halt in front of her front door. It is only another 10 centimeters until she is actually in her home, but she can't get farther than her front door. For this apparently small barrier is insurmountable for Lois. She has to have help.
It's not accessible the way I wanted it because of the pavement by the door. The wheelchair has to be lifted before you'll be able to come into the room the way you like it.
Awama!
And so Lois has to call her sister Matilda Auta. Working together, they finally manage it and Lois is at home. 20-year-old Matilda has already made dinner. She is studying sociology but has holidays at the moment, and so she is living at her sister's. Lois is happy for the support. After a full day at the office, she is exhausted. Tired, she sinks down onto the mattress on the floor of her room. Matilda fetches her a bottle of water. Her younger sister, who seems quite shy, says proudly of Lois on her way to the kitchen.
Really, she is a person like wanting to get nothing but the best.
However, in spite of all of her determination, she has not managed one thing. Lois wants children and would like to find the man of her dreams. She wants to have a family of her own. A couple of years ago, she thought she's made it, but then everything went wrong, as she recalls.
I dated a guy for 3 years and the guy loved me. He took me to his own house for introduction. His parents sent me out of the house that why should he bring a disabled person to their house as daughter-in-law? It's not going to be possible when they are still alive.
Lois Auta has not given up the hope of finding Mr. Right though. She doesn't believe in the prejudices that make her sad but also angry. For Lois wants at all costs to prove the opposite to men.
Most of the guys see us as women that will not be able to take care of the homes. Some of us even think we cannot make love. They think we can't have sex. Whereas we can do it. We are homemakers. We are the best homemakers as far as I'm concerned.
Apart from having her own family, Lois has another ambition. She wants to be taken as seriously as other Nigerians and not always as a woman in a wheelchair who needs to be felt sorry for. Because every day, she proves again and again that she is in control of her life.
Today we met Lois Auta from Abuja. We hope you enjoyed visiting the young woman who, in spite of her disabilities, copes with her life very well. Our reporter was Catherine Gensler. If you'd like to learn more about how minorities are treated in Africa, then please listen to this or other stories in our Learning by Ear series. You can also visit our website at dw.de/LBE. Thanks for listening and don't forget to tune in again next time. Bye for now.